KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 57. Winds out of the south 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows dip down to about 45. High temperatures reach up to 58. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, it's 45 degrees.
Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Cantu Auto Repair today at 75-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cantu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
At Blaine Elementary School, we are respectful, responsible, and ready to learn. During the month of February, we will focus on the character trait of perseverance. Perseverance is the key to getting things done and developing the habits you want. It means having a goal that matters to you and staying focused on it. When you have perseverance, you work steadily and do not give up, no matter how hard it gets. This is Annalise Bowler representing Blaine Elementary School, where character counts.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kansas is close to determining who will remain eligible for Medicaid after months of glitches and ongoing confusion over how to reapply. Current estimates suggest thousands of Kansans covered during the pandemic will be removed from the system, and healthcare advocates warn qualified applicants will be kicked off because of processing problems that are out of their hands. Christine Osterlund, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment's Deputy Secretary, said the final Medicaid review mailings have been sent out, giving lawmakers at a healthcare committee meeting an updated report on Friday. The state started the Medicaid review process in April of 2023 following the end of pandemic-era protections. During the COVID-19 pandemic, federal continuous coverage provisions meant Medicaid administrators couldn't end healthcare eligibility unless the person in question moved away, died, or asked to end coverage. As a result, participation in CanCare, the Medicaid program in Kansas, skyrocketed from 410,000 to 540,000 people during the pandemic. When the unwinding process started in April 2023, Medicaid enrollment was just over 540,000 members in the state. The April review marked the first time in 3 years that eligibility had been examined. KDHE officials got a rocky start to unwinding, with thousands of Kansans unnecessarily losing eligibility due to communication issues, system glitches, slow mail delivery, and confusion over the return process. In the state, nursing facilities receive Medicaid reimbursement starting from the original application date, but state-licensed adult care homes such as assisted living facilities are reimbursed only when Medicaid applications are approved. These homes have to absorb the cost for Medicaid waiver services while they wait for applications to be approved, according to advocates who have raised concerns over the sluggish wait times. The continued problem of mail delays. One incident in which a provider received a Medicaid denial letter 15 days after the letter was sent, meaning they missed the 10-day deadline to send additional information to KDHE to keep the application open. Preliminary data as of January 4th showed the state had sent out renewal notices to over 467,000 Kansans. Of these people, 46% have been approved to keep services, and 11%, more than 53,000 people, have been unenrolled. About 22,000 Kansans fall into a third category in which they are eligible but didn't submit their renewal notices within the mandated time frame. Kansans in this category have 90 days to submit a review and reinstate eligibility. Another 12% of Kansans need to submit new applications to reapply for Medicaid because they have not completed the review within the 90-day window. Due to processing delays and shifting data as Kansans undergo review, final results for unwinding will likely not be released for a few more months. It's expected that the coverage rates return to pre-pandemic enrollment numbers. An estimated 110,000 to 120,000 Kansans will lose coverage by the end of unwinding. That full story at our website, kdcountry94.com. A couple of job openings to tell you about. Winkle Manufacturing is hiring. They have full-time positions offered, including welder and materials handling, competitive wages, 100% employee-paid health insurance, and apply in person there at Winkle Manufacturing, Glen Elder, or you can call 545-3606. Requirements include positive attitude, good work ethic, willingness to learn, and they're willing to train the right person at Winkle Manufacturing, Glen Elder. Agmark LLC has a full-time position open on their accounting team in the Beloit office. The successful candidate should have customer relation skills and enjoy people, organizational skills and attention to detail, excellent communication skills, proficient computer skills with knowledge of Microsoft Office, positive attitude and ability to work with a diverse group of people in a team setting, be flexible and adaptable, problem-solving skills, minimum 2 years office experience, and or post-high school education. Agmark LLC is a profitable company, offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, cooperative retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. Agmark LLC is an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until the position is filled. To apply, please send application to mfink@agmarkllc.com. Applications can be found on their website as well at agmarkllc.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6 Independence and Beloit, and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. There's an eyeglass donation drive put on by Lakeside Stucco and Downs Lions Club. Do not bring any cases. You can donate children's, adult, and or reading glasses. Recycle used eyeglasses at the following Lakeside High School basketball games tonight against St. John's Tipton and next Tuesday, February 13th against Lynn. American Red Cross is having a blood drive. It'll be at the NCK Wellness Center Gymnasium in Beloit on U.S. Highway 24. It'll be taking place Thursday from noon to 6 and Friday from 8:30 to 2. To schedule your appointment, visit redcrossblood.org and enter Beloit. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Here's El Marco Jackson up the floor. Now to McDowell. A three-pointer is on the way, and that one is off the mark. And Kansas State, for a second straight year, has knocked off Kansas in overtime. The Wildcats win it 75-70.
Well, more on the K-State victory coming up in this sportscast. We also look at local sports, some results from high school basketball in the area on Monday, a preview of high school hoops tonight. Also, the Kansas City Royals locked up one of their greatest young talents on Monday in a monumental deal. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. A few area high school basketball games on Monday. Smith Center was at Superior, as on the girls' side, Superior won 42-28, and Smith Center boys won 58-52. Lacrosse swept Lincoln in the girls' contest 63-31, 73-43 in the boys' game, and a split between Valley Heights and Minneapolis on the girls' side, Valley Heights winning 60-49, and the Lion boys win 39-32. High school basketball resuming tonight on KD Country 94, the Beloit Trojan Channel and Z96.3 The Lake. Beloit is hosting Southeast of Saline on KD Country 94. St. John's Tipton at Lakeside on Z96.3. We'll have more on those games momentarily. Other games are going on in the area tonight. Osborne at Pike Valley, Rock Hills at Natoma, Stockton at Sylvan Lucas, Southern Clouds at Lincoln, Thunder Ridge is hosting Logan Palco, and Concordia at Abilene in the NCKL. Again on KD Country 94 and the Beloit Trojan Channel at NCKSports.com, a matchup of NCAA Trojans. Beloit hosts Southeast of Saline in the girls' game. Both teams have just one league loss. Beloit's was to Southeast of Saline, 46-36 in Gypsum on December 8th. Beloit 12-4 overall, 6-1 in the NCAA. Southeast is 10-4 and 4-1. Beloit coach Sean Arimus on the return game tonight.
We were just trying to still kind of figure some things out at that point. I think it was our fourth game, and we are so much more improved at this point, and I'm sure they are too. But the kids just have this confidence with them right now, and so I think they're gonna, you know, have all the confidence in the world. They're just gonna have to execute and crash the boards, because again, we're gonna have a size advantage.
Following the girls' contest and the boys' game, Beloit number one in the 3A ranking, still unbeaten in the NCAA at 7-0, 15-1 overall. Southeast just 1-4 in the league, 7-7 overall. Beloit won the first meeting 44-40 in December, and Beloit coach Ryan Eilert knows tonight's rematch presents another challenge.
It's gonna be a tough game for us. They do such a good job defensively of forcing you into positions you don't want to be in. And that really bothered us in the first game. And offensively, we weren't very good. Felt like defensively, we played a good game that first game, and we're going to have that same sort of energy. But we've got to be better offensively than we were the first game against them.
Southeast Salina Beloit pregame begins at 5:50 on KD Country 94 and the Beloit Trojan Channel. Wade Gerstner on the call. On Z96.3 The Lake and KDCountry94.com, the Lakeside Knights are back at home hosting the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays in the girls' game. St. John's Tipton on a five-game winning streak, coming in at 8-4 and 5-0 in the NPL, while Lakeside has dropped four straight. They're 3-9 and 2-5. St. John's Tipton coach Leah Bergman on the Lady Knights.
Usually teams, when they play us, always give us their best shot. You know, they come prepared to play, and so we're expecting Lakeside to do the same thing. We're expecting them to play the best they can and give us all they got. You know, I know they're probably not where they would like to be, but they're young and they're talented.
And Lakeside coach Scott Germark knows the Letty Jays will be tough on defense.
They're going to come out and they're going to pressure you, you know. They're going to do what they do, and they're going to play tough, physical man, and they're going to pressure you. And for us, you know, we've got to be ready for that, and I think we will. And we'll respond to it the best that we can.
Following girls in the boys game, St. John's Tipton also 5-0 in the NPL, but 7-5 overall, which is what Lakeside's mark is as well. But they're 4-3 in the league. Blue Jays coach Lance Bergman on this year's Knights.
They're a good basketball team. They got a lot of good pieces. The more they play, the better they're going to get. And so we got to go to their place. It's not like we're going to walk in there. It's going to be an easy game. When we come into a gym, we're usually going to get team's best effort. Lakeside's one of those. They're going to be ready to go.
Lakeside coach Drew Dusky gave some keys for his team on offense.
The main thing is taking care of the ball. You know, they play such good defense and are so disciplined that we got to make sure we don't turn the ball over and give them opportunities to score off our turnovers. And then just making sure our offense is running through the post like we like to.
Pregame for St. John's Tipton at Lakeside around 5:50 tonight on Z96.3 Through the Lake, as I'll have the call from Downs. Our coverage begins tonight on Katy Country 94 with wrestling locker room chats. We'll start those around 5:15 as we'll talk with the head coaches of Beloit Osborne and Smith Center. Final week of the regular season for the boys. Regional wrestling coming up for the girls this weekend. So listen to all that again on Katy Country 94 and online at katycountry94.com, our high school wrestling locker room chats. As heard at the beginning of this sportscast, for the second straight season, K-State picked up an overtime win over KU in men's hoops in Manhattan, beating the fourth-ranked Jayhawks 75-70 after a tight first half in which Kansas led 32-30. The Jayhawks scored the first 9 points of the second half to take a 41-30 lead. K-State stormed back with an 11-0 run of their own to tie the game at 41. Wildcats took a 64-62 lead late, but with 16 seconds left, a K.J. Adams dunk tied the game and eventually sent it to overtime as Tyler Perry missed a game-winning attempt for K-State. In OT, a Perry three-pointer with just under 2 minutes left put K-State up four. They didn't trail again, making five of their last six free throws to seal the win. Perry scored 26 with 21 in the second half. Cam Carter added 19 points and 11 boards. K-State coach Jerome Tang is now 11-0 in overtime games and gave his thoughts on the big win.
Players just make plays one after another, and so proud of our guys. You know, there's always opportunities through the course of a season and through the course of a game that, you know, to pack it in. And these guys, they're not quitters. You know, Kansas is an unbelievable team and program, and so anytime you can beat a team like that, it goes a long way.
K-State ended their four-game losing streak, moving to 15-8 and 5-5 in the conference, while KU fell to 18-5 and 6-4. Hunter Dickinson had a double-double with 21 points and 12 rebounds in the loss. DeJuan Harris and Kevin McCullough each scored 15. K.J. Adams added 13. KU coach Bill Self on his team's fourth road loss in conference play.
We're not good enough to not execute, not play smart. You know, go on the road, you need to make free throws. You need to do a lot. You need to take advantage of your opportunities, and we didn't do that well enough, and we were still right there with the chance to win, and you know, we got to tighten those things up, obviously.
Once again, K-State over KU 75-70 in overtime on Monday night. Four games on the docket in Big 12 men's hoops tonight. Number 5 Houston hosts Oklahoma State at 6, number 14 Iowa State at Texas, and number 21 BYU travels to Oklahoma, both at 7, and 13th ranked Baylor hosts number 23 Texas Tech at 8 o'clock. A big story on Monday in baseball. The Kansas City Royals have locked up one of the best young stars in the game for the future, reaching an agreement with shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. on an 11-year, $288.8 million contract extension. Witt will be entering his third season with the Royals in 2024. He became the first player in Royals history to have a 30-home run, 30-stolen base season last year, hitting right at 30 homers with 49 stolen bases. Witt's deal will have flexibility as the contract allows Witt to opt out after the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th years. After the 11th season, there's a club option that would add 3 years and $89 million for a ceiling of 14 years and $377 million. Witt said in a statement, quote, "From the moment I was drafted in 2019, the entire Royals organization and fans have treated me and my family like their own. This city and this team have felt like home since day one, and it's an honor to have the opportunity to continue to represent all of KC. I'm incredibly grateful to the Sherman family and the Royals front office for believing in me, and I promise to do everything in my power to help bring championship baseball back to Kansas City." For more on the contract extension with Bobby Witt Jr., visit Royals.com. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.